Get it? Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carnage crew. It's Chili here for a 5-minute review on In Flames' newest album, Foregone. And don't forget that we are doing live streaming every Friday, so check it out. In Flames have a big reputation behind them, however, theirs is a brand I'm not too familiar with. I remember hearing Clayman on one of the Headbangers Ball CDs I got back in the day, and also seeing them collaborate with Pendulum on their Immersion record for the track Self vs. Self, but they never really struck a chord with me. Still, I could hardly call myself a music platform if I didn't at least listen to this album with a fresh mind and give you an honest opinion about it, so here we go. An acoustic opener, well, opens up the album, and is a stark comparison for the following track, State of Decay. The fact that there is no transition certainly didn't help the sudden shift in tone, which feels like driving dodgem cars and then suddenly appearing in the middle of a Mad Max Fury Road set piece. I mean, this music could replace the one during the chase scene when the guitar players are going nuts, and it would fit in place, I reckon. I mean, a fair few tracks on here are pretty brutal pieces, but hold your horses, because it's not all fun and games. I'll admit, I might be a tad bit naive to the band, but from what I understand, this Swedish band is of the melodic black metal subgenre. However, it's on tracks like Meet Your Maker and Bleeding Out that feel like the band are trying to break into the arena core sound with very clean vocal sections in a similar vein to Bring Me the Horizon. While other bands have jumped into the new genre with both feet and shifted their sound so drastically to play catch-up, I just don't see it on this record. Instead, it feels like a band tempting the waters. Again, I'm not hugely familiar with the band, so I couldn't state if this has been a gradual transition into various style changes within the band, but I know a band that experiments with new styles can be tricky to approach. Old fans might feel the new sound is too drastic, and you might alienate them. Change too fast, and it could be a very confusing foray into unfamiliar territory to achieve new fans. From this outsider's perspective, the new elements included on this mix feel more like a half measure, while somewhat retaining their older sounds, as songs like Foregone Part 1 are savage cuts that have its sinister moments. However, that air of danger is lost on so many other tracks with all the clean vocal use. Don't get me wrong, it can work well, but when most tracks involve elongated sections of such dealings, they kind of undermine the black metal tone of the band. I mean, Corpse Grinder may be one of metal frontman's most friendliest people on the scene, but when he takes the stage, he strikes terror in his performances. But I don't feel that here on this record. So here's the thing, going into their back catalogue for a moment, and Clayman is one epic tune that makes you want to bang your head so hard that if paramedics found you, they would think that you crashed your car off Mount Chiliad in GTA 5. It's the type of song that grabs you by the head and just fornicates your skull for 3 minutes and 27 seconds. Unfortunately, on this record, while the songs are decent, they come across as run-of-the-mill metal sounding, with a bit of an edge, and it loses any momentum they gained in their earlier songs. So, for this record, I will be giving it a score of 5 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite tracks being State of Slow Decay, Meet Your Maker, and Foregone Part 1. You know, I found their music back in the day to be too extreme for my young, Slipknot loving ears, and I didn't really enjoy their music until very recently, but this album is probably not where you would want to start to get an understanding of the band. This just feels like a middle-of-the-road effort from a band forced to make a record fresh off the back of another record due to COVID. Maybe they felt burnt out or disillusioned, but it's not what I thought of when this band came to my mind. If you've enjoyed this episode, make sure to do the socials, leave a like, subscribe if you haven't, we're a small channel, and as always people, you have a great day and stay spicy. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Live Listen Erased. And if you have enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with all your friends. Don't forget to subscribe to our Chili Con Carnage crew so you can get notified for all the future videos that we put out, as we put out videos every Friday. Also, we are on Discord, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter over at Live Listen Erased, so make sure to tune in over there. And don't forget to like this video so that our manager can stay very happy.